Did you see President Bush's speech last night?
I sure did, most of it.
Well, good for you. We do have a response this morning, and it's very kind of him to spend some time with us. Because I know he's on vacation. Mm-hmm. Here is former President Bill Clinton. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Hal. It's good to be with you. How are you?
Well, we're doing awful nice here in North Texas. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine. I'm in Kennebunkport. I was invited by former President Bush to spend a couple of days at his house with the former First Lady, Mrs. Bush.
That's right.
And we're having a great time here.
Good, good.
Yep, we are. Indeed, we are. And we're just went out on a boat yesterday, went out, did some golfing, so we had a very fun time over there.
Did you, Mr. President?
Yeah, we certainly did. Yeah. I'm sorry, not talking to me.
Yep, we did. We had a great time.
And I saw that the current president gave a speech last night.
Yep.
You know what happens backstage before the speech? I remember that every time I'd give a major speech,
yeah.
Right before it, the First Lady would come in and give old Big Bill a big hug and kiss.
Oh, that's great.
And I appreciate the First Lady doing that.
You better believe it.
And then so would the Second Lady. And the Third Lady.
Yeah.
Sometimes a White House intern stop by and offer up something for the people of America.
And this was a problem we had here. You know, we were talking about it on the golf course yesterday. I said, Bill, you're a good guy, but you think intern means your turn. that's a problem that we're trying to work out here.
We had a wonderful time. Of course, we were talking a little bit about the Supreme Court yesterday on the golf cart.
Oh, yeah?
That's right, Hal. Of course, you saw the where they went over there. Supreme Court ruled on the Ten Commandments being displayed on public property.
Right, right.
And I certainly support that.
Oh, good.
I support putting the Ten Commandments out there on public property.
I know you do.
But let me say, I think maybe we could display seven commandments and three do the best you can.
That's admirable.
Well, maybe we have a national holiday where we could ignore four or five commandments of your own choosing.
And try and get like a mulligan like we do out on the golf course.
But we've been having a good time. We had a great time.
That sounds like it.
And we've got a great friendship that's coming here. And I like them very much. You remember, we went over to Asia and we were doing that tsunami relief.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you saw this story in the newspaper where there was just one bed on the airplane. So I slept on the floor.
Oh, man.
I've got some experience doing that.
I think what you told me was that you didn't need a bed. You could do it anywhere. I think that's what you said there.
Okay. Wow. You guys, both of you, it's just been a pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you so much, and it's great to be with you.
Happy
you. Anyway, where's your wife? Your wife come to Kennebunkport with you?
I'm sorry, who's that?
Wife? Senator?
Senator, wife,
Hillary. Oh, Hillary.
That's right, yeah. Yes. Nope, I haven't seen her in about 4 or 5 months.
We're out of time. You guys, we'll keep in touch, but thank you very much.
Two peas in a pod.
I'm telling you, both of them just sound like they've made tremendous friendships here.